Chapter 9. Decisions. 20th December, 1826. I have been married for 5 years. 5 years of unhappiness is enough. I no longer love my husband. I hate him. I am going to leave Grassdale as soon as possible. In September, the house was full of guests. This year, Walter Hargreave brought his mother, Mrs. Hargreave, as well as his sister, Esther. I spoke to Annabella when we were alone. "Please be careful, Lady Lowborough," I said. "If you don't stay away from my husband, I'll tell your husband about your affair with Arthur. There'll be a scandal, and you'll lose everything, your husband, your title, and his money." But 2 weeks later, Lord Lowborough found out the truth for himself.
"Mrs. Huntingdon, I must leave here tomorrow," he said.
"I know why, and I'm sorry," I replied. His face became very pale.
"Then you know," he said.
"Yes, I've known for 2 years that my husband and your wife are lovers," I said softly.
"Has my wife deceived me all that time?" he cried. "Why didn't you tell me before, Mrs. Huntingdon?"
"I'm sorry," I said, "but I couldn't speak about it."
"So you're not happy about this?" he asked me.
"Happy?" I said. "I've not been happy for a long time, but I'm calm now. One day you'll be happier too." Lord Lowborough looked at me and smiled sadly.
"You're a brave woman," he said. "I'll take my wife away from here tomorrow. God help you, Mrs. Huntingdon."
"He will," I said quietly, and I went back to my guests. In the morning, my husband got up early and said goodbye to the Lowboroughs.
"I'm sorry that you're leaving," he said, laughing. "I would never end a friendship with an old friend because of my wife. Lowborough, you can have my wife if you want her. You might like her better than your own."
I never saw Lord Lowborough and his wife again. Several months later, they separated. Annabella's second child, a girl, has blue eyes and red hair. Lord Lowborough cannot be her father. But he loves the little girl and takes care of her. A few days after Lord and Lady Lowborough left Grassdale, the other ladies went home. From that day, Arthur and his friends drank, shouted, and quarrelled all the time. The nights were terrible. Arthur kept our son with him every evening. He taught little Arthur to drink wine and curse. I could not stop this. I did not care how my husband behaved towards me, but I could not let him destroy our son's life. I had to take little Arthur away. But where could we go? How would we live? I began to make a plan. My family, my aunt and uncle and my brother Frederick, did not know the truth about Arthur Huntingdon. They did not know that he was a bad husband and that he drank. I could not tell them the truth. But Rachel knew everything. She was my only friend, and she promised to help me. I needed to earn money, so I decided to paint pictures and sell them. I put my paints and my easel in the library and started work immediately. One morning, Mr. Hargreave came into the library.
"Your guests haven't seen much of you, Mrs. Huntingdon," he said. "I guess that you hate us all. I'll be leaving this week. I don't know how long the others will stay." "Your husband doesn't respect you," Mr. Hargreave went on. "He wishes that he could get rid of you."
"Then he'll have his wish soon," I said quietly.
"Are you leaving your husband and your home?"
Mr. Hargreave asked me quickly.
"What about your son? Huntingdon won't let him go."
"Arthur won't know that my son is coming with me," I said. "I've made my plans carefully." Mr. Hargreave moved closer to me and smiled.
"Then I must be part of those plans, Mrs. Huntingdon," he cried. I love you, and I'll take care of you. You can't live without me.
Suddenly, Mr. Hargreave got down onto his knees and held my hands. I was shocked. Let me go, I cried. At that moment, Ralph Hattersley was walking outside in the garden. As he went past the library, he looked through the window. He saw Hargreave, his wife's brother, kneeling by my feet and holding my hands.
Hattersley will tell your husband that he has seen us together, Mr. Hargreave said happily. No one will respect you now. You must let me help you.
I pulled my hands away and stepped back.
No, Mr. Hargreave, I cried. You're a good and beautiful woman, and I adore you, he said. You are mine. Hold me in your arms.
Never, I cried. I picked up a knife from my paintbox and held it in front of me. Keep away, Mr. Hargreave. I don't like you. If my husband was dead, I wouldn't marry you. Do you understand?
Walter Hargreave's face was white with anger. Your husband said that you're a hard, cold-hearted woman, he said. He was right.
Suddenly the door opened and my husband ran into the room. Ralph Hattersley was following him.
You're a wicked woman, Arthur shouted. You say that Annabella is bad, but you're worse than she is. You're having a secret affair with Hargreave. I curse you and all women who tell lies.
I've done nothing wrong, I cried. I pointed to Walter Hargreave. Tell my husband the truth, I said to him. You asked me to go away with you. Did I agree or not?
You did not, he replied.
My husband began to shout and curse. Then he walked out of the library. We followed him into the hallway.
You have a good wife, Huntingdon, Hattersley said. She's too good for you.
I went back into the library and locked the door. The next day, Mr. Hargreave left Grassdale. I have not seen him since, and I thank God. My husband's other friends stayed for another 3 weeks. I painted every day, and I kept my son near me always. 10th January, 1827. Arthur was in my sitting room when I was writing this. He was drunk, and I thought that he had fallen asleep on the sofa. But suddenly he stood up and took my diary.
This looks interesting, he said. I'll read it later.
As he threw the diary onto my desk, Arthur saw my keys and picked them up.
Ah, he said. Let's go downstairs to the room that you lock so carefully. Let's both go to the library, my dear.
Arthur pulled me down the stairs and into the hallway. He unlocked the library door and went inside. Immediately he saw my paints and the easel with a painting on it.
Well, it's an artist's studio, not a library now, he said with a smile. But not for much longer.
He threw all my painting things into the fireplace. Soon my pencils, brushes, paints, and canvases were all burning. Then he called for a servant.
Take away this easel and the picture on it, my husband said. Throw them away. My wife will not paint again.
Arthur did not know about my finished pictures. I had sold several paintings, and I had hidden others in a cupboard. He laughed. Then he picked up my keys and said,
Now, I'm going to look in your rooms upstairs.
He returned half an hour later.
How angry you look, he said. Your eyes shine like a cat's. Here are your keys. I've taken the money and jewels from your room. You were going to run away and make money by painting. That will never happen now. You're my wife. I'll never let you go.
Then Arthur walked out of the library. I went back upstairs to my sitting room. He had forgotten about my diary. I picked it up and took it to my bedroom. Please, God, help me. I am a prisoner in this house now. 20th of March, 1827. It is spring again, and Arthur has gone away. He left Grassdale early in February. I have used the time well. My husband had taught my son to like alcohol, Now when little Arthur drinks wine, I add bitter medicine. This makes him feel ill. Soon my son will hate all strong drink. I have made another plan. I will go and live in Wildfell Hall, the house where I was born. When my parents died, my brother Frederick and I went to live with my aunt and uncle in Stanningley. Wildfell Hall has been empty for many years, and it needs many repairs. I will ask my brother to repair a few rooms, and I will live there with little Arthur and Rachel. The house is far away from Grassdale or London. My husband will not find me. 16th April, 1827. Frederick came to stay here for 2 weeks. We enjoyed each other's company. Little Arthur pleased his uncle too. "The boy looks like you, Frederick," I said. "I'm glad. I don't want him to look like his father."
"Is your husband really so bad?" Frederick asked.
"He's wicked," I replied. "I must get away. I need your help." Frederick listened carefully to my plan.
"I'll repair some rooms for you at Wildfell Hall," he said. "I hope that you don't leave Grassdale, but if you do, I'll help you."
10th October, 1827. Arthur returned home about 3 weeks ago. He has found a governess for little Arthur.
"You shouldn't teach children or be near them," Arthur said to me. "A governess named Miss Myers will be here next week. She'll teach my son and take care of him."
When Miss Myers arrived, I did not like her. I'm afraid that my husband likes her too much.
"Miss Myers is a bad woman," Rachel told me. "She wants to take your place, ma'am."
"She can have my husband," I replied. "I'm leaving here forever."
"I'll go with you, ma'am," Rachel said. "You and little Arthur need someone to take care of you. I won't stay in this wicked house when you've gone."
12th October, 1827. I have written to Frederick and my aunt, and I have written to Millicent Hattersley and to Esther Hargreave. I have told them that I am leaving Grassdale. Only Frederick knows where Rachel, little Arthur, and I will be living. With Rachel's help, everything is ready. I went downstairs to the dining room, but I could not eat my dinner. I was thinking about my secret journey.
"What's the matter with you now?"
my husband asked. "I'm not well," I replied. "I'm going to go to my room."
"Go,"
Arthur said.
"I can find someone to take your place."
I tried to sleep, but I could not. I wrote in this diary instead. Little Arthur was asleep when Rachel carried him downstairs. We left the house quietly. In my new life, I shall be called Mrs. Graham. Graham was my mother's name before she married my father, Mr. Lawrence. I dare not use my own name. 24th October, 1827. I am free. The journey here to Wildfell Hall was long and very tiring, but we arrived at last. Frederick has visited this house several times, but we must be careful. The people here do not know my real story. If anyone asks, we say this: I am Mrs. Graham, and I'm a widow. Frederick Lawrence is my landlord. No one will know that he is my brother. We have been here for 2 weeks now. Frederick has bought me everything that I need to start painting again. I must sell some paintings soon. We need the money. My husband is trying to find me, but he does not want me. He wants my son. Frederick tells me that my husband has written to my aunt and uncle. They may believe his lies, but they cannot help him. 30th October, 1827. My neighbours are kind, but they ask too many questions. My past life must remain a secret, or my son will be in danger. I am afraid to leave him alone. 3rd November, 1827. I have visited my nearest neighbours, the Markhams of Linden Car Farm. Mrs. Markham is a widow. She has a son named Gilbert and a daughter named Rose. Gilbert Markham looks after the farm. Gilbert is a young man who... Here Helen's diary ends. The rest of the pages have been removed.